Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Sota, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi b'zecher Fadru Zivug Hagun, b'karav Mamish. And the Mishnah tells us Misha Kina Lishtoy v'Nistro. A man was Makana his wife. He warned her, "Al tishrimish plenty. Don't seclude yourself with that fellow." And she did. Avilu Shalom me'ofa pareach. Even if the only way that he knew she secluded herself with that fellow is from an ofa pareach, a bird that flew by. Yaitzev eating ksuba. If he doesn't want to bring her to drink, he could divorce her, but he would have to give her a ksuba. Divrei Blazer. That's Blazer's opinion. Now, what's an ofa pareach? Obviously, he doesn't understand the language of the birds, so this is referring to somebody who is even a pasul aid, meaning even though it's just a shmua and he doesn't have conclusive eidos, nonetheless, he could believe that, and if he doesn't want to bring her to drink, he could divorce her, but he would have to give her a ksuba. Now Rabbi Shua says, Ad she yisuvi yinu b'mazaris b'lavana, he doesn't divorce her until there's so much talk about it that the women who get together at night to spin thread by the light of the moon are talking about how inappropriate this woman is acting, then he should divorce her. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, Amar Eid Echad, let's say one aid told the husband, Ani I saw that she became Tame, meaning not only did she seclude herself with that fellow, but she actually did the Avera with him. Already she's not able to drink the water because she only drinks if there's a suffix. And here we believe the Eid Echad, and therefore he's going to divorce her and she's not going to get her Ksuba. And not only that, even if he heard this from an Eved or a Shivcha, they're trusted, and she even loses her Ksuba. However, if he heard the information from Chamaisa, her mother-in-law, Bas Chamaisa, the daughter of her mother-in-law, Vitzarasa, her co-wife, the Vimta and her Yivama, Ubas Baila and the daughter of her husband, they are believed, they're only believed to the extent that she's not going to end up drinking the water, but not to apostle her from her ksuba. That's because these women are not 100% trusted. Throughout Mishnayos and Gemara, we see that these women hate this woman that they're giving Eidos about, and therefore their Eidos is not fully believed. However, it is believed to the extent that she's not able to drink the water anymore, and she would have to be divorced. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.